This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we were discussing before the show the various impacts that responses to the coronavirus has had. And one of these is that Universal Studios has moved to an all-digital distribution. What exactly does that mean?
Well, I haven't actually done and, you know, gone to their website and ordered this, but I have heard people talking about it. From what I understand, it was, I think they're charging $20. So for a first-run movie, the one that they started with was called Trolls 2. I've never heard of Trolls 1, but apparently it was successful
enough
to make a second one.
Yep.
But like, you know, the little troll dolls that you might have seen when you were growing up or whatever. Those are the characters. And anyway, this was like, they would have released it in theaters, but theaters were closed down all across the United States by government fiat saying you have to close these businesses. And so rather
than... make sure I understand, what they've done is they've created their own version of Disney Plus or whatever for their own movies.
Basically. Right. Yeah, okay. They've got their own streaming service. And
because that's what we needed, right, was yet another streaming service.
Well, they may end up teaming up with other streaming services, like, you know, offering a deal to Netflix or something like that. And who knows what we'll see with other companies, but Universal presumably is doing this themselves. Or maybe they've white-labeled, you know, maybe Netflix did the back-end guts of the system for them, but they white-labeled it for Universal. I don't know. But regardless, you can go and you can drop $20, which, if you think about it as far as, like, a family is concerned, that's a good deal. I mean, you know,
it's a good deal for a movie.
That's what I mean.
But I mean, at the same time, I sort of agree with Aria here. Is that, you know, the streaming thing was supposed to be a really low cost alternative to cable, right? Like you get the Amazon Prime or you get the Netflix, you pay $8, $9, $10
cost.
A month. And
yes, but
I'm not done yet, Ian.
Okay.
$8, $9, $10 a month, and then you got all the content that you could possibly enjoy, and that's great. It's awesome. And then, you know, Netflix, and then Amazon, and then Hulu, and then you know, then you got to get Universal, then you got to have Disney Plus, and you know, I'll bet you Disney no longer releases a single darn movie to Netflix and Amazon, and now we're right back to the cable bill at $50 a month because
cable for $50 a month? No, not for all the channels you're talking about. It'd be at least $100 a month.
But at this point, cable has not yet reached its pinnacle, but I'll bet it's right there at like the price pinnacle, and then it's gonna go. Because people don't care anymore. They're not getting their distribution. Old people are, the same way that we read, you know, as recently as 10 years ago, we read an article on air about somebody that was still renting their home telephone from AT&T, which was known at the time as Bell.
Wow.
And
they were old.
And they were old, you know, they'd gotten this phone, and back then in 1964 or whatever, you had to rent a phone because you couldn't buy one because everything was a monopoly through Ma Bell. And, yeah, I mean, there's still going to be some of that around with cable, but they're not going to be able to get that kind of money that they were getting at one point, where if you want the whole viewing experience, this, you know, 672 channels or whatever, you had to fork out $100 a month, and, you know, that's change.
I suspect that even if you did get all the major streaming services, it would still be less than it would cost to get all the cable packages.
It would, because Disney owns Hulu, and they provide it in a bundle for like $12.99, so it's not that bad. Netflix is relatively cheap, but Amazon Prime Video has its own cost, and Netflix's content, it sucks. They have almost no shows, no movies. This is why they're pushing their original content so hard. Because
I don't know. Yeah, you watch way more movies than I do, but I've got more movies on my Netflix list than I'll ever be able to watch in my lifetime.
Yeah, but isn't your Netflix, you still get it delivered via, like, a CD?
Yeah, I get the DVDs or the Blu-rays, mostly.
Netflix may not still have a lot of those movies by the time you get around to watching them.
I don't know about that, but I mean, they got a physical copy of the thing, so I mean, you're saying they have to send them back or something like that?
I don't know how the disc. I didn't even know Netflix still offered that.
Yeah, that's the way I do it. I mean, I just sit on the discs for like 3 months, so I'm the customer they love, right? Like, I don't actually watch any of the movies hardly. But regardless, what I was saying here, and Ari is backing me up, is that if you add together the costs of these streaming providers, you probably aren't even getting to $50 a month, and your typical cable subscription. You talk to cable customers, they're paying $80, $90, $100, $120 or more per month for those cable channels.
You
so
can get
the
basic cable for like, you know, $30, $40, $50 a month.
Yeah, that's the first 20 channels.
Right, and mm-hmm. I'm not, and at that point, that's all the content that you could watch. And when I had my...
It's not all the content you want to watch.
That's
you have
true.
A much greater selection from companies like Netflix and,
yes.
and Hulu and things like that.
Well, right.
And on demand.
I went to Amazon Prime, and I was like, this is so great. Not only do I get this delivery mm-hmm. that's, you know, that I wouldn't pay for on its own,
mm-hmm.
but with it, I get this channel where I can watch all the stuff I could possibly watch. And I can buy some movies that I want to see,
sure.
you know, and those kind of things. And that was really awesome. I liked all that experience.
So
but,
when did it go sour for you?
Well, what I'm trying to say, then Disney Plus came out.
Okay.
And Disney Plus likely is, you know, my guess is that the Avengers Endgame is the last Avengers movie that you're going to be able to buy on Amazon Prime because... Why would Disney Plus give up their content to another provider and take a piece of the pie when they could just sell pies? And
that sounds like an intellectual property problem to me rather than an objection to a distribution system.
Well,
I would agree.
The distribution yeah. system has all kinds of inherent intellectual property problems. I mean,
but the problems you're describing, are you complaining because you have to go to a different place to get the thing you want to see than the place you've gone previously? That's what you're complaining about. You're mad because you have to go to a different place and you have to pay an entry fee into that place.
Yeah, I'm mad about, like, at some point in the relatively near future, I'm guessing that year is going to be 2021. There's going to be enough distribution platforms that you're like, well, you know, Universal put out this movie and Sony put out this movie and Disney put out this movie and then that's it. Like, you've got to go through all these big providers to be able to see these movies. And mind you, I am watching something on Netflix right now called Last Kingdom, and it's awesome.
Well, you know what
but
the solution is? The solution will be to do, again, what we did in the early 2000s, which is just torrent the things. If they want to make it this complicated,
yep.
this expensive, just torrent them.
Yeah,
they're all over
happen.
The Pirate Bay, so go there.
Yep.
Don't have to worry about Netflix and the insane intellectual property that created this mess in the first place.
Agreed. I think that's what will probably happen.
Okay, so to come back to your original question, Ari, about like what are they doing? I don't know which website it is. I haven't looked that deeply into it. I presume Universal has their own site, or maybe
UniversalStudios.com.
You looked at it? That's
yeah,
where
I went there
the
when we were talking about it, yeah.
Okay. So
you can stream 1917 here,
yep.
Candyman, The Invisible Man,
yep. What they
Last
did was
Christmas.
They started out with Trolls, and they did the few that you just mentioned, which I guess had already been out for like a week or two, so
yeah, I saw
theaters.
1917 in the theater.
Right, so they were in theaters for like a moment, and then the theater shut down. So they said, well, we already have these in theaters. We'll put these out, and we'll do the Trolls 2 exclusively just on this platform. And I don't know what they've come out with since then. I don't know if they've kept coming out with movies.
Yeah, I don't know if anything's exclusive on this platform. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing on the website.
But this was enough for AMC theaters to make the announcement that they are no longer going to play ball with Universal, according to CNBC.com. By the way, they're the world's largest movie theater operator for the moment, and they said today they would no longer play Universal Studios films, or said it yesterday, in their theaters globally.
We're shut down, and we're not playing any movies,
right.
But we're not going to play
your
Universal's
movies.
I mean, it's almost, it's difficult to say whether or not this is a good idea, because maybe it will cause Universal to back off. I doubt it, but it looks like a dead man's gamble, basically.
Well, yeah, I mean, Universal's making money while AMC is making zero.
Yeah.
The Wall Street Journal reported that the animated sequel to Trolls had been more profitable for Universal than the original because of its on-demand release.
Now, I'm looking at the press release here from NBCUniversal.com, and it leaves a terrible taste in my mouth.
Now,
NBC Universal, a press release from January 16th,
okay.
unveils Peacock, a free premium ad-supported streaming service with subscription tiers.
And just, that's where they're showing the movies?
Yes.
Okay.
Just loaded with buzzwords. It's free. It's premium. It's supported by ads. It has subscription tiers.
All of it.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Or check out the Discord server at discord.freetalklive.com.
Next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out Intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk 855. Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Now, we're talking about this rift between AMC and Universal Studios, and we looked into it a little bit more during the break. This Peacock thing is the Universal Studios streaming service that is going to be coming online sometime in July.
Right. And we also learned that the streaming platform, as far as how to watch Trolls 2 or The Invisible Man or the two other movies that they're currently offering and streaming, is not actually run by Universal. They've teamed up with what appears to be at least seven different companies. So YouTube's got the movies. What was it? I don't have it in front of me. Prime Video, Google Play, Fandango Now, Xfinity, which is Comcast, and a couple of others, Apple TV.
Noticeably absent is Netflix.
Netflix is not there. They must not have been able to cut a deal with them for whatever reason. But essentially what the story is saying is that Universal has made more money on Trolls 2 than they did on the original, and they are attributing that to the on-demand release. So
yeah. It used to be that when, you know, Skippy the soccer dog came out and went straight to video, that was bad. But now, you know, with this, just it's been long enough that big screen TVs have been something close to free at Walmart. You know, so
isn't capitalism wonderful? As you were pointing out earlier, you know, used to, just 15, 20 years ago, you wouldn't find one of these big screen televisions in someone's home unless they were, you know, upper middle class at least.
I remember my you know, sort of rich
friends.
Yeah, my rich friends had one, and it was probably a 45 inch screen TV. Nothing huge by today's standards, but you know, there were these things that you had to watch special in order to see the HD effects, you know, and usually it was some kind of nature scene, and you could really see in there. It's like, wow, this is great. Kind of like watching an aquarium, you know, like everything's so vivid and real. This is better than real life. I love it. And now everybody's got that. And
well,
I mean,
and then some. The 4K televisions now completely dwarf the 480p ones that were running around then.
Right. I mean, I got one for, I think, $500. It was a 55-inch from Walmart 10 years ago that the speakers blew out on, probably 4 years ago. And a friend of mine gave me his used surround sound system because he was upgrading. So this was the cheapest low-cost system that you could get. So I'm sitting here with this old junk, and it's great. I mean, it's a huge experience because it's that 780 whatever p. You know, I mean, it's as good as you need as far as I'm concerned. But every time I see the Blu-ray, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a little better.
I did pull up some of the differences here. So there's another story that goes into what the business is between movie theaters and companies like Universal, and now these new deals with the streaming companies in Universal, and they're saying it's a huge difference. So according to the story at CNBC.com, Trolls World Tour, which is the sequel, the one that they're talking about here, was made as a digital rental on April 10th for $19.99. So as we were pointing out, you got a whole family, you're going to save money by renting this. So even though, like, for a single person, $19.99 is like, well, that's a lot of money. I don't want to spend that kind of money on just watching a movie by myself. But if you got three, four people sitting in the room, they don't care how many people you've got in the room. They don't know how many people you've got in the room. So
right.
Now you're talking about, you know, what would you spend if you, Laura, and Jack were to go out to the movies? What are you going to be dropping? Even in Keene, let alone like New York City or Boston or something like
$35.
That.
$35.
At least.
Yeah.
Right? That's if you like maybe don't get the candy and the popcorn
right.
and the drinks.
Well,
right?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes Laura breaks week and then Jack can talk her into popcorn and candy.
Yeah.
But no. I mean, you know,
then
usually
you're up to $50.
If I go to see a movie on my own, she sends me with a bag of carrot sticks.
Yeah.
And
plus,
I gotta sneak
if you
them
go
in.
To the movies, you got to deal with a room full of packed people. Half of them will be talking.
Crying children.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
I never had that particular experience.
Yeah, but you talk to people on the airplane.
and you can't pause the movie to go to the bathroom or whatever, right? So there's all kinds of reasons. So with that $20 price tag, they racked up nearly $100 million in rentals. And, you know, we're still not even done with a month here, right? It's been 3 weeks, said a person familiar with the deal. Now, while this figure is smaller than the $153.7 million that the first Trolls film collected at the box office, the revenue that Universal secured from this was actually about the same for the two films. Now, according to the story, the theaters typically take about 50% of box office sales, depending on the deal that was struck with the studio. Sometimes the theater might take a little less, but so Trolls only deposited around $77 million of the total $150 million from the first Trolls. But by comparison, Universal retained about 80% of the digital rental numbers.
Yeah.
So they actually pulled in more, even though the movie itself didn't gross as much as its predecessor. Universal made more because of the arrangement with the streaming providers. They don't have to pay as much. There's not as much overhead, right? Like, they don't have to rent a building and, you know, have all these employees cleaning up, and, you know, there's huge costs to running a movie theater.
This is a positive thing, you know.
It is.
Well, it's the inevitable of what was going to occur, and I guess my next question
is, hastened by
what
situation
are we going to do with all of these empty movie theaters? Because it's quite possible, reading this news story,
put home plays in them,
that the movie theaters that we that were shut down temporarily, like, it's quite possible Donald Trump killed movies.
Well, I don't know if it was Trump. I mean, it was the governors around the United States that made these crackdowns.
Don't you think that
Trump has supported this?
Right. First, it was like, yeah, now we got to shut down, and then yeah, okay.
But the bar and liquor industry will survive. It will carry on.
Yes.
So movies killed movies.
Well, look, this is something that you could argue was coming, but it's not over yet. I mean, these theaters are mad, and AMC is now going to cut off business with Universal NBC, which is a subsidiary of Comcast.
That's a big producer of movies. I don't know how, you know, I mean, I don't know how many.
AMC is the biggest theater chain on the planet.
Yeah.
Quote, AMC believes that with this proposed action to go to the home and theater simultaneously, Universal's breaking the business model and dealings between our two companies, said their chief executive officer. So again, it's that whole, we were here first. We were, you know, your number one go-to. We made you billions of dollars.
The first wives club.
Yeah, and
I gave you the best years of my life.
Universal should then tell them, okay, where is your streaming service then?
They actually have one.
AMC does?
AMC. I'm looking at their app right now.
Well, why didn't they make Universal an offer? Hey,
they may have.
I think the reason is because nobody uses their streaming service.
Yeah, because it sucks.
Probably a factor. Probably.
I don't know if it sucks.
They might have wanted more money too.
It's just that you know, it's just another streaming service. And this is what I was talking about in the early part of this: is that, you know, everybody's going to have a streaming service, and you're supposed to buy them all now.
But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I think this is good. Movies already have to be obscenely profitable to even risk being made at this point.
Right.
Bringing down the profit they need make to be successful, I think, is positive. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the United States is on track to start reopening.
We're seeing tremendous pent-up demand, and it's a beautiful thing to see.
Regarding testing, the president reminds everyone,
we've tested more than all countries put together, and millions of tests, and the highest quality test.
the Fed Reserve Board will keep interest rates near zero during the coronavirus pandemic. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says,
"The Federal Reserve's response is guided by our mandate to promote maximum employment and stable prices for the American people, along with our responsibilities to promote the stability of the financial system."
Paul also saying in a statement that they're committed to using the full range of tools available to help the economy facing considerable risk from the pandemic. In other financial news, the Dow rose 532 points to finish at 24,633. You're listening to USA Radio News. A change of course regarding the House of Representatives, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House not returning to Capitol Hill next week now as originally planned, as Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Capitol physician has warned against it. The U.S. Senate is still, as of now, scheduled to return to session on Monday.
One of the things lawmakers in Washington, D.C. will be working on is a possible Phase 4 plan that could include bailing out states and cities that were impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. According to Republican Senator from Delaware, Chris Coons, it's the right thing to do.
Something that we fought for and was not in this package was assistance to local governments and states. What that really means is keeping employed folks who are police officers, paramedics, first responders, teachers, public health officials.
The senator speaking on Fox News, and Senate will be in session starting Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And the rumors are that Justin Amash is going to seek the Libertarian Party's presidential candidacy.
And this seemed likely with sort of the way that Amash was acting compared to...
like a little Gary Johnson, yeah.
The other... I don't know what you mean by that. The other sort of...
A little fish in a big pond who wanted to be a big fish in a small pond.
Okay, so the Tea Party Republicans out there like Massey and Cruz and a variety of them have towed the line to some extent. Amash has basically said, "F y'all! Liberty!" and stuff, right? And
I don't know that he has, but he has... I think Massey has probably done that more than Amash.
But Massey hasn't really... hasn't told the president to go pound sand, whereas Amash certainly has.
Okay.
And
I mean, Democrats have said the same, and I wouldn't want them to be the...
yeah, but they're not...
president.
Democrats weren't likely to run for a presidential campaign against... like, the Democrats weren't going to be Republicans. So Amash was acting like somebody who didn't want to be a Republican. If Amash wasn't going to be a Republican, certainly the Democrats weren't going to take him. In which case, what was he going to do? Which is, it was pretty obvious he was going to run as a Libertarian. Which I believe I suggested, he sounds like somebody who's going to try to run for president as a Libertarian. And it looks like he's going to try to run as a president for Libertarians. And... here he's saying something to the effect of he's Like, he wouldn't run if he didn't think he could win. So, there you go.
Before we get too deeply into it, let's go to the phones. We got Larry calling from Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, you know, I want to talk about female journalists, but first I want to say something. I was out today, and all these medical centers got signs on them, heroes work here. People, every time you get, people are, those people don't want to be bothered. They don't want people coming and slobbering all over them. Every time we have something like this, the first responders or anybody involved on the front line that are getting paid to do their job, people start slobbering on them like a damn dog. Anyway, the female journalists. I watch MSNBC right over my friend's house a little bit today. It's really horrifying to watch these newscasters and the journalists who are out in the field dealing with people and interviewing people, because they are coming from a totally different perspective, and they don't have any credibility because they're coming from an emotional standpoint. I mean, I looked at them today. I mean, most of them look like,
Are these the same journalists who you were saying yesterday looked like they were having orgasms?
Yes, they're having orgasms when they talk to Trump. When they get a tough interview, their hair stands up, their lips get starting acting funny, they start ringing and twisting. They look like they're actually getting off. And some of the men, the same thing. Like that one boy named Jack Lemmon. When he talks about Trump, he really is, he's like a rooster. You know, but I tell you, this is so incredible. And Dr. Fauci, I seen him for the first time today. He looks like some big nose, looks like Groucho Marx.
Isn't Jack Lemmon, like, super dead?
Don Lemon, the color boy.
Oh, yeah, God, you cannot call black people colored.
He's black.
Oh,
yeah. He's black.
I know, but you still can't do that.
Well, come on now. Hey, look.
Hold on, Larry. People of color is currently the politically correct terminology.
Is it?
Boy is not.
Like
he's black. Say
like
boy.
It.
I'm telling you.
Hey, Larry said it, not you.
Okay, you just said this is a good program because you let people get their points across. I think what Larry was saying,
Mark, is that Don Lemon, or however you pronounce his last name,
yeah,
Lemon. I've heard Vincent pronounce it Lemon, so it's the only way I've heard it pronounced.
Right.
But
yeah,
he gets
maybe
it wrong sometimes.
French. It's Lemon.
Maybe. Well,
he's younger than you,
right, Larry? So he's like a boy to you.
He is. How's that now?
He's younger. You called him a boy. He's younger than you.
He is a boy.
Right?
I thought, hey, you know what I got that from? When I was a younger man, I used to hang around with old men all the time.
Uh-huh.
And when you call them a boy, that makes them feel young. See what I mean? But I do not see
what you mean.
Well, I'm from a different culture. But looking at it from a different point of view. But I'm just talking about these female journalists and newscasters. They look horrible on television. Some of them are working from home. And they look so wrung out when they get their time to come on camera. They look like they've been watching porn all day. That's what they look like.
My goodness.
Larry, thank you so much for the call. I don't watch a lot of newscasters and journalists, and if I can't read about it, then I'm not going to pay any attention to it. But
Don Lemon, Rachel Maddow, and all the rest of the boys. I mean, wow.
I've certainly never seen what Larry is describing.
I don't know. Like, it's really important to understand that Larry has a unique perspective on things. You can look him up online. I can't remember what his last name is off the top of my head, but I think if you look up Larry in Indianapolis.
He said it before, on the air.
And if you just look up Larry in Indianapolis and do a Google image search, you will find a picture of a black man with a T-shirt that says slave on it. There it is.
Is that really Larry from Indianapolis?
So he claims.
Okay, so he's famous enough to get his Google search up there. Good on him.
Yeah, so critics of IPS school board endorsed challengers.
Yeah, he goes to like city council meetings and speaks and things like that. So he's kind of a go-getter.
A local celebrity.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get back to the story that we were discussing.
Yeah, so Justin Amash, I mean, who is this guy, Mark? I mean, you talk about him excitedly, but maybe some people don't know who he is. I've heard he's a representative. For...
Yeah, he's a rep. I mean, I'm not going to claim to be a Justin Amash expert or anything like that, but...
Well, you're excited about him.
He is, right, he's my favorite representative in there. I like him the most. Now, that's, again, it's like, you know... looking around and picking your favorite scab. But, you know, I mean, he gets it, right? He understands the ideas of liberty, and he talks about the Constitution.
Would he be a representative if he understood the concept of liberty?
Ron Paul, it depends on how much, how okay. far you have to go, that's right? Fair. Like, there are solutions to the problem that may not be your solutions, right? Like, you have to
they
understand
don't have to be
it's
my
possible.
Solutions. Just leave me alone to use my solutions.
Sure. And to the best I can tell, he is one of the best at leaving you alone among them. Now, admittedly, he has worn the badge of people who have not been so good. But that's, you know, I mean, that's...
What does that mean, he's worn the badge?
He's a representative.
Republican?
He's a Republican. He's a representative and a Republican at one time.
Well, there's a Reason.com interview with Amash that was done within the last, I guess, 24 hours. It was just published today. And he does address, or they do ask him about his position on abortion. They say here that your positions, as I know them, are the Libertarian Party's and the Libertarian Party's platform, as I know it, have a lot of overlap. They're pretty congruent in many ways. A strong exception to that would be abortion. Can you explain your position on that as it intersects with federal government policy? What are your preferences on what the federal government should do or what a Supreme Court should do having to do with abortion? And then he gives a pretty lackluster response. He says, well, I'm pro-life, and I believe the 14th Amendment provides a strong federal basis for protecting life. But I think the most important thing the federal government can do is not fund abortion, and I think there's probably broad support for that in the Libertarian Party. And he's probably right about that, but that's basically where it ends. He says, to ensure the federal government is not funding abortions because they shouldn't be funding something that is controversial to millions of Americans. But he doesn't say what he thinks they should do. He sort of alludes to it by saying that the 14th Amendment provides a strong federal basis for protecting life. So he suggests that he might want to do something more than not fund it.
More on this Justin Amash can of worms in just a moment. And the abortion issue, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we were just discussing Justin Amash's divergences from the Libertarian Party, one of which seems to be the abortion issue. And Mark, you said you had something you wanted to say about that.
Well, so first off, I would say that abortion isn't a libertarian issue, and the fact that Ian brings it up is obviously, it, you know, shows what that shows me is that Amash obviously is pretty darned libertarian. If what you're asking somebody is, because I mean, only humans can have human rights, right? And freedom's a human right.
I would disagree against the discriminatory language you're using.
What?
I would say that all living beings have the same rights, human or not.
Do you eat meat?
Yes, I do, and I recognize that that's a violation of their rights.
Excellent. Okay.
we had this discussion.
We actually talked about it last night.
Okay, so I agree that animals have rights, too. I think that we could have a long, interesting conversation about it, but I did say human rights. And what I mean by that is that only humans can have human rights. And so if humans only
so we
humans,
just create this club that only the cool kids can get in?
I think that there are rights that would be exclusive to humans because they can claim rights differently than animals can. So, for instance, I would not release those tigers from Tiger King right there in Oklahoma, even though they may deserve to be free.
Well, they wouldn't be there
free.
If their rights had been violated
just pointing out nothing. They either have rights or they don't. They either need to be released now in Oklahoma, 1,200 tigers, ligers, and lions roaming about Omaha or wherever, Enid, and
no, see, that
gobbling
would, that
people.
That would be a silly solution. They
yes, it's a
home.
Silly solution, right?
So, they should be taken home.
But let's not forget, no, you cannot, many of these tigers aren't, they're hybrids of different tigers, so you can't take them home. They have no home. All right? So, okay, you've
but
just
their
used
parents
the,
have a home.
You have just said who will pick the cotton for tigers, okay? They either deserve to be free
at all.
Or they don't.
Yes,
and
they
if they deserve
to
be free, they deserve to be free where they are.
No, because they wouldn't be where they are if their rights weren't violated in the first place.
They were born in captivity.
Yes, because their parents' rights were violated.
All right. I don't know how to address this with you. This is absolute nonsense. Would you like to talk about Justin Amash and abortion? Or do you want to keep derailing things?
You brought this up, Mark.
I said humans can have human rights, and you're like, I don't like your discriminatory language.
You did ask a question about whether or not I agree with the statement about human rights.
Yes.
And I was like, no, I don't
I said, humans can have something to the effect of, can only humans have human rights? And then you're like,
no, you said, can only humans have like the right to freedom
or
something.
Not true.
Like that.
I said human rights. I remember specifically.
I think you remember wrong.
And our listeners will go back and listen. So, going on, making the statement again. I believe that only humans can have human rights. Thus, it would depend on when human life started.
Yeah, that wasn't what you said, but okay, go ahead.
I disagree.
All right. Two against one, you lose.
Fine. That's how I expect it to be tonight. Every single time. Two loonies on. Only humans can have human rights. Therefore, it matters when human life begins. So Justin Amash's stance that abortion is killing of a human is consistent if he believes that human life begins at conception.
Yeah, and this is the problem with this issue, the abortion issue, when it comes to libertarians, because they don't all agree on what defines a life.
Right.
They don't all agree on where a life begins.
Well, because the definition is flawed.
And they all have different definitions. They all have different opinions and, you know, backings for those opinions. Although I did find a story when looking further at this guy and what his beliefs might be, because, again, he didn't really reveal much to Reason.com in the question that they asked. But there's a headline here from 2012, MLive.com, which is a major Michigan news site. Apparently he has lost the support of a group called Right to Life. They dropped him because he voted as present in a vote against defunding Planned Parenthood. So he did not vote yes or no. He voted as present in that case, and that was enough for them to drop him. And they also cited a vote against legislation outlawing sex selection abortions as those against the group's position. So a vote by Amash against legislation that would outlaw sex selection abortions, whatever that means.
Well, that means that if you want to have a boy or a girl, you would abort babies that weren't of that gender.
Okay.
Sex. Sorry, Arya.
So, but libertarians, they don't agree on this issue, and it's not really clear what he, you know, might actually believe. Would he want to prohibit all abortions? I don't know.
They just have to agree to disagree in good faith with one another, which essentially is the Libertarian Party's official position.
The best libertarian position on this issue is for the government to not fund it, which he says he agrees with, and for them to not prohibit it, which Reason did not press him about and did not ask him about.
Well, I think that Ron Paul took the position that that abortion should be a states' rights issue because states handle murder and manslaughter. And therefore, the question I would have for you is why in the world would a federal politician possibly give out their stance if their stance is pro-life? Every issue, every time, but they believe that should be done by the states, and they're not a state-level politician. Why would they say anything more than, look, I don't think this is a federal issue. I don't think the federal government should be involved. That's the single best out, and frankly, it just shows that they know what their job is.
To be deceitful? To try to win over the right
to
life
people give a damn about this stupid issue.
Yes,
let me tell you why they shouldn't give a damn about this stupid issue.
He's not doing anything about the issue, though. He's just appeasing the right to life crowd while passing it off to somebody else to deal with.
He should appease the right to life crowd. He agrees with them that it's a human life starts at a certain point.
Amash does, sure. But Ron Paul pushing it down to the states is doing nothing.
That's what Amash is doing, too.
Well,
he didn't say anything about
it. I haven't seen that statement. He didn't
mention
that.
Not that statement, but that's what it looks like. If he's voting present and all those sorts of things, he's saying that this is not an issue.
Well, he's voted on other things.
All right, man.
I don't know if I want to say that, you know, he seems to fall on the position of the states' rights crowd.
It seems more likely.
I mean, in the aggregate, the guy is going to be a lot better than Donald Trump or Joe Biden. So certainly, I mean, if the Libertarian Party nominates him, he's probably going to get my vote. I'm not a single issue voter or anything like that. So
there
I'm
are people who
the...
single issue on that issue.
And
that's why
right that...
you step around that landmine unless it's the one that you really care about.
If he had Ron Paul's position on it, I wouldn't find that to be offensive. I mean, okay, pass it to the states. That's fine. If, you know,
at least then there's competition.
That's what I mean.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Tennessee wants to ban it, okay.
I don't understand why Republicans take this issue, and especially the, you know, these the Christian conservative types. I don't know why they get this issue all bound up.
They're hypocrites.
Issue.
They say that life's important to them, and then they drop bombs on people in the Middle East.
There are people that are pro-life every issue, every time. They're certainly not terribly consistent. But, you know, to me...
Well, if you're dropping bombs on the Middle East or supporting it, then you're not pro-life, by definition.
I like the answer I gave to the... in that one crowd when we were at Freedom Fest, and the guy you know, tries to bring it up and pigeonhole us on the issue, and I'm like, look.
When we were doing that thing,
the little panel discussion, and the guy's like, you know, wanted to know about it, and I asked him, are people who get abortions more or less likely to be statists? And he said, more likely. A lot more likely to be statists. And I'm like, great. So the statists are running a genocide on themselves. Why am I supposed to care? Yeah. Do I think it's the ending of a human life? I do. But most humans are statists. So I like my chances.
So your position terrifies me. So you're okay with the deaths of people as long as they're statists?
I don't have the decision. I don't get to make the decision.
But if most of the people going to abortion clinics were not statists,
if most of the people going to abortion clinics were highly intelligent, upper middle class, libertarians, yeah, I'd be like, gosh, why are we doing this to each other? But that's not what's happening. It's not, though. I mean, like, that's fiction. That's science fiction. That's ridiculous fiction, right?
So instead of being a genocidal compound, it would become a eugenics compound.
Oh, well, it's just because, you know, presuming that's the case, sure.
Like, it's okay for the poor and stupid people to go get abortions. But
I think
it's fine, upstanding, white
libertarians. I think it is eugenics.
No.
I think it's, in fact, a eugenics program that has been purported on the poor and stupid, yes.
I don't disagree.
Okay.
I mean, wasn't that how it was initially founded in the first place?
I hear that there's connections.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never looked into them because I don't care that much about these.
There's this gal Sanger, and they use her as this pivot point, and I don't know. The liberals say great things about her. The conservatives say terrible things about her, and, you know, you can go ahead and do your research and come up to your own decision. As far as I'm concerned, once again, it's just not an issue I care that much about.
Yeah. And we'll see what Justin Amash really has to say about it. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
About shaving irritation, Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I've developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial.
trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.